This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Two Colorado lawmakers are joining calls to ban TikTok in the U.S. over threats to national security. Republican Representative Ken Buck introduced legislation that would ban the social media app. CPR's Caitlin Kim says Democratic Senator Michael Bennett is tackling the issue another way.
Bennett actually wrote to the heads of Apple and Google to urge them to pull TikTok from their app stores. Recently, Bennett actually met with TikTok CEO Shou Chu, and he said it was a frank conversation, but he remains, quote, fundamentally concerned, unquote, that TikTok is subject to the dictates of the Chinese Communist Party and, he believes, poses an unacceptable risk to U.S. national security.
That was CPR's Caitlin Kim. The Denver Center's Resident Theater Company is hosting a weekend of new play workshops. Here's CPR's Eden Lane.
The Denver Center for the Performing Arts held the first Colorado New Play Summit in 2006. Theater lovers and professionals from organizations nationwide attend. This year, the summit happens over one weekend and features work in development from four playwrights, including one graduate from the Denver School of the Arts. Several plays have gone on to full stage productions in Denver as well as in New York City. Oscar-nominated film The Whale began with a reading at the showcase. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
The Denver Center is a financial supporter of CPR News. Denver school closures are back on the table. There are potentially 15 small schools that may be affected due to declining enrollment. The recommendations come 3 months after the Denver School Board rejected a previous recommendation to close schools with declining enrollment. This is CPR News.